Simon & Schuster Audio presents Counting the Cost by Jill Duggar with Derek Dillard and Craig Borlase.
To those who have been harmed in the name of religion, to those who have suffered behind closed doors and have yet to find their voice, to those who have begun to find their voice but may still be living in a season of isolation, to those who, like Esther of the Old Testament Bible story, have courageously answered the call for such a time as this, Esther 4:14, and despite the backlash, have now found their voice. From victims and survivors to strangers, family, and friends, this book is dedicated to you. May you all know that you are not alone, that your story, your voice, and your mental health matter. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Psalm 9, verse 9, ESV. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Luke chapter 14, verses 28 through 29. Prologue. The Sled. February 2, 2014. The Big House, Taneytown, Arkansas. Technically, there was no problem with Derek and I being outside together that way. We weren't on a date or anything, so we didn't need a formal chaperone. Plus, there were easily a half dozen little Duggars running around out there with us, playing in the snow. We were safe. We were following all the courtship rules that my parents had encouraged us to write down. No holding hands, no in-person, one-on-one conversations without another adult or mature chaperone present. No putting ourselves in a position where we could fall into temptation. All the same, I knew that people would be watching us. It was to be expected. In between rides on the sled down the hill that runs away from the house, we were trading stories. Derek talking about the new job he was about to start, me telling him about my week as a student midwife. At some point, the conversation was probably going to turn to the different wedding venues we'd been looking at. We were doing nothing unusual, nothing that any other couple of 20-somethings who are weeks away from getting engaged would hesitate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?